The slider, it is still no balls and two strikes. Schreffler, 15th round pick out of Maryland, entered play today on an 8-game on base streak dating back to August the 6th. Trying to extend it here and keep the rally going for Clearwater. They have a 1-0 lead on Ryan Leach's RBI single. Acuna is 0-2, and another one tomahawk foul. Schreffler, all a Big Ten third team. He's on the all Big Ten tournament team this year at a Central Dauphin High School, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the Star City. Same alma mater as the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, Micah Parsons, Penn State legend. The 0-2. Ooh, up and in, and it grabbed a piece of Schreffler on the way by. Didn't hit him by much, and Acuna is shaking his head. Just barely grazed, I think maybe the forearm or the top of the jersey. And so Schreffler, by the thinnest of margins, extends his on-base streak to 9. And now Clearwater with 2 on and 1 out for Alexis Asuaje. Asuaje has singled and grounded out to second. Daytona's bullpen will spring up down the left field line. Acuna up over 55 pitches tonight. Looking for another ground ball. And this one is tapped into left field for a base hit down in front of Boyd. Holding up at third is Leach. Strong throw in, cut off by Callahan. Halfway up the third base line. Second hit of the inning by Clearwater. And now the Threshers have him loaded with one out for Eric Brito. Brito already with one huge bases loaded base hit in this series. Gave Clearwater the lead in the sixth inning on Tuesday when he cleared the bags. Turned a 3-2 deficit into a 5-3 lead as Todd Naskadov comes out of the third base dugout. First time he has made his way out to the mound to talk today. He mentioned something's got to give. Mentioned the doubleheader issues for Clearwater, the extra inning issues for Daytona, but also the Tortugas trying to win back-to-back games for the first time in the second half of the season. Have not won consecutive games since they won 5 straight from June 17th to the 22nd, just days before the start of the second half. Meeting has concluded. Luis May up and throwing in Daytona's bullpen. Gray clouds rolling in from the third base side. Very dark, some low hanging, some not. Well, we haven't had any precipitation for the time being. Right now, 88 degrees here in Daytona. Real feel at 97. Leach at third, Schreffler at second, Asuaje at first, and the first pitch to Brito. Fouled over the press box, it's 0-1. Double barrel action in Clearwater's right field bullpen. Looks like Betancourt is out in the bullpen throwing. I don't know if he's just trying to stay warm or what. The 0-1. And Brito drops his body a little bit to try and hit the breaking ball. It's 0-2. Also looks like maybe either Daniel Harper or Alex McKenney up in the bullpen for the Threshers alongside Betancourt. Clearwater a 1-0 lead. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball missing up and away. Good spot. It doesn't get the call. Clearwater a run in on Ryan Leach's leadoff single. Trying to add some more. The 1-2. And this one line right center field. This one's going to get down for a base hit. Will split the gap, and Eric Brito's going to have his second bases clearing extra base hit of the series. Three-run score. He's in at third with a stand-up triple, and Clearwater takes a 4-0 eighth-inning lead. Eric Brito now has six RBIs in this series. His fourth triple of the season, RBIs 17, 18, and 19. And the Threshers have broke this one open, and Daytona's woes continue. That'll be it for Jose Acuna tonight. Retire the first 12 batters he faced. But Daytona could never get him a run. As things went south after the two-strike hit-by-pitch of Schreffler earlier in the inning. It'll be Luis May to try and get out of the top of the eighth. Clearwater with four runs in. They have a 4-0 lead with one out in the eighth on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Luis May on out of the bullpen here in the top of the eighth inning. Threshers with four runs in on three hits. They have a 4-0 lead. Brings up Chad Castillo with a man at third and one out. Castillo doubled to lead off the ball game since then, has grounded out to first and struck out. Infield is in for Daytona, and May's first pitch paints the outside corner at 99. It is 0-1. Luis, 6'3", 219 pounds, 21 years old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. The 0-1, and that one in the dirt. Gets away from Tanner to his right. Brito will score standing up on the wild pitch. It is 5-0. And the count now 1-1 on Castillo. That'll close the line for Jose Acuna tonight. Goes 4 1/3 innings, 5 runs, 4 earned on 3 hits. No walks and 6 strikeouts. A wild pitch, a hit batter. 61 pitches and 49 strikes. Righty's 1-1. This one, it tapped off the end of the bat to third. Tough play coming in for Callahan. Off-balance throw, and they get Castillo by half a step for the second out. Brings up Hao-Yu Lee, 0-3 tonight. Flied out to left his last time. May, his 31st appearance, that leads the team 4-1, a 5.79 ERA. Two saves, 41 hits, and 37 1/3 innings. 23 walks and 52 strikeouts, the 1-0. Or actually the first pitch, Lee swings through that one down and in. It is 0-1. May pitching for the first time since he threw 3 shutout innings in Friday's suspended game on Saturday against Lakeland to pick up the save. As Lee chases one in the dirt down and in, it's 0-2. Daytona will have Tanner, Pino, and Ascanio in the bottom of the eighth inning with Edwin Arroyo as the automatic runner. They have their work cut out for them after a 5-run eighth inning so far for the Threshers, as Lee taps one on the ground to short. Coming in on an Arroyo low throw, backhanded by Pino, and the side is retired. But the Threshers score 5 runs on 3 hits, and nobody left to the bottom of the eighth in this 7-inning game. Thresher's a 5-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network. The Tortugas continue their two-week homestand on Tuesday, August 16th with six games against the Clearwater Threshers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 17th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 18th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We also honor our brave men and women in uniform with our Military Appreciation Night, featuring a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. We honor Hispanic heritage with our final Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, August 19th. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Arrive early on Saturday, August 20th for Jonathan India bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a voucher to be redeemed at a later date. It is also Prostate Cancer and American Cancer Society night at the Jack, and we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot at Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. And we also host our annual summer reading night in partnership with Volusia County Schools. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Bottom of the eighth inning at Clearwater, a 5-0 lead, trying to close out a victory in game one of this doubleheader. Fans, a reminder, after this game concludes, we'll have a recap report. Look at this game, scores from out of town, a look ahead to game two tonight. Then we'll send it to a commercial break as we get everything ready for game two. Get the start time, get the lineups, all that good stuff. And then we will join you once again for game two. We'll be Carson Rudd for Daytona, Jordan Fowler for the Threshers. Logan Tanner will lead it off for Daytona. Edwin Arroyo will be the auto man at second base. Gray skies all overhead. Lights on here at the stadium. Logan Tanner, 1-for-2 today. Hit a 108-mile-an-hour single back in the second inning. And then struck out his last time leading off against Martinez in the fifth. And again, Betancourt and Leach are going to get together. They got together once before the start of the inning. And now once again after Tanner stepped into the box. So Betancourt and Leach clearly not on the same page. So everyone back and ready. Wind beginning to change direction, was blowing from right to left earlier. As Tanner takes a called strike, it's 0-1. It has totally swapped directions and now blowing out to right field, left to right. A look towards second, the 0-1. And that spins for another strike two. Threshers, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 1. Daytona, no runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 2. The 0-2, and Tanner able to grab a piece. Remains in there with an 0-2 count. Tanner out of George County High School in Loosedale, Mississippi. Same high school as Cubs lefty Justin Steele. I saw him rocking a GC hat the other day. Looks similar to the Georgia Southern logo as Tanner strikes out swinging. Fastball ties him up inside, but it would look familiar. Tanner, not the first or the second man I've worked with out of George County High School. Shout out to Walker Robbins. Worked with him in Johnson City in 2017. And his older brother, Mason Robbins, who I worked with Clearwater's first base coach, Ray Ricker. 2013 with the Bourne Braves in the Cape League. Also worked them the year prior in 2012 as Pino takes high for ball one. Pino has flied out twice tonight, a couple of foul balls to first. 1-0. And Pino takes high for ball two. It'll be the last chance for him to extend his on-base streak. Entered play tonight, reaching in six straight. Former 29th round pick out of Miami. The 2-0. And Pino fights it off the hands. Foul ground right side. Castillo gives a look, but this one will land over by the visiting clubhouse. It is 2-1. Wind really picking up here in Daytona. Gusts up to 12 miles an hour now. Certainly some weather in the area coming from the west and the north. 2-1 is a fastball strike at 93. It's 2-2. Betancourt's 2-2, and Pino lunging, able to grab a piece of it to stay alive. Much like on Thursday night, rather Wednesday night, looks like the flags out in center field are going to be ripped right off their bearings. 2-2. Spins in there. Strike three looking. Snapped a breaking ball. Flipped the outside corner. Third strikeout tonight for Betancourt. And Daytona down to their final out. Brings up Johnny Ascanio. Switch hitter will bat from the left-hand side. As grounded out to short and flied out to center. Arroyo still at second base, and the first pitch hit on the ground to second should do it. On the outfield turf, the second baseman, Asuaje, throw on to first in time. And after Daytona picked up their 10th shutout win of the season on Wednesday, Clearwater returns the favor with Daytona's 9th shutout loss of the campaign as Clearwater wins it tonight by a final of 5-0. We'll take a break when we come back. We hope to have a start time for game two. Imagine we'll come somewhere around the 7:30, 7:40 neighborhood, weather permitting. But we'll take a break. When we come back, recap report is next. Threshers win game one, 5-0.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The Tortugas continue their two-week homestand on Tuesday, August 16th with six games against the Clearwater Threshers. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 17th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 18th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We also honor our brave men and women in uniform with our Military Appreciation Night, featuring a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. We honor Hispanic heritage with our final Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, August 19th. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Arrive early on Saturday, August 20th for Jonathan India Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a voucher to be redeemed at a later date. It is also Prostate Cancer and American Cancer Society Night at the Jack, and we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. And we also host our annual Summer Reading Night in partnership with Volusia County Schools. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, another tough one for Daytona. They dropped their ninth straight extra inning game, and their wait for back-to-back victories will have to wait for another day as the Threshers score five runs in the top of the eighth and defeat Daytona in game one 5-0 with the win. Threshers now 16-29 in the half, 51-59 for the year. Daytona dropping to 14-29 in the half, 43-65 on the year. We do not have a start time yet for game two, as there, as we mentioned, in the eighth inning, plenty of inclement weather in and around the area at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, so we will continue to monitor that and then make a decision on a potential start time when things start to clear up. But take you through the game that was. It started so promising for Daytona. Tanner Cooper, three shutout innings to start. Jose Acuna came on in the fourth, retired the first 12 batters he faced from the fourth through seventh innings. But Daytona seemed to have a grand opportunity in the bottom of the seventh. Jack Rogers with one out banged one off the left field wall, got behind the left fielder Schreffler. But Rogers deciding to push the envelope, try to go to third to get there with less than two outs, but was thrown out. And that quelled the Daytona rally in regulation, as in the top of the eighth inning, a wild pitch with the leadoff batter at the plate moved the auto runner to third, and then Ryan Leach on a 1-2 pitch singled into left field, gave Clearwater a 1-0 lead after Cade Fergus struck out. Troy Schreffler was hit on an 0-2 pitch, then Alexis Asuaje singled to load the bases. Eric Brito then cleared the bags with a two-strike triple into the right field corner, or into the right field gap, I should say, and right center. That made it a 4-0 game, a pitching change, and then a wild pitch allowed another run to score, made it 5-0, as Daytona was shut out for the ninth time this season. Clearwater winning it 5-0. Carlos Betancourt the win. He improves to 4-1, no runs on one hit in two innings, no walks. He struck out three. Loss goes to Jose Acuna. He drops to 0-1, gives up five runs, four earned on three hits. No walks, struck out six. Final line score tonight, Clearwater, five runs, six hits, no errors. They left one. Daytona, no runs, four hits, no errors. They left three. Final time of game, 1 hour and 45 minutes. We'll have an official attendance for you after game two reaches its conclusion. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here tonight. Fort Myers and Palm Beach had to complete a suspended game from yesterday. Fort Myers taking that one by a score of 3-1. Ben Ross, his second home run. Thomas Francisco, a solo shot, his fifth. Rest of the league is just underway now. Top of the third in Dunedin. Blue Jays and Hammerheads are scoreless. Justin Fall on the mound for Jupiter. It is Lazaro Estrada for the Blue Jays. Bottom of the second in the seven-inning nightcap for Palm Beach. Cardinals a 1-0 lead on the Mighty Muscles. Alex Cornwell against A.J. Labus. Bottom two in Lakeland. Flying Tigers, a 1-0 lead on the Mets. Justice Bigby with an RBI double. Jake Miller going up against Leonel Ovias. And top of the third in Tampa, Bradenton and the Tarpons are scoreless. Valentin Linares against Joel Valdez. As for the Reds affiliates here today, Reds will start momentarily out in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Graham Ashcraft against Bryce Wilson. Jonathan India, Nick Senzel, Albert Almora Jr., TJ Friedel, Jose Barrero. The Daytona alums in the lineup there tonight. As for AAA Louisville, they are at home against the Omaha Storm Chasers. That game will get underway at 7:05. Deck McGuire will make the start. Lorenzo Cedrola, Stuart Fairchild, the Daytona alums in the order. AA Chattanooga on the road against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. They'll start at 7:35 tonight. Angels affiliate Eduardo Salazar will go for the lookouts. Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda, Daniel Veoheen, the alumni in the lineup. Jaime Dayton in Fort Wayne tonight to take on the Tin Caps. Padres affiliate Javi Rivera will make his second high A start for the Dragons. Austin Hendrick, Jose Torres, Justice Thompson, Garrett Wolforth, Stephen Layton, Ashton Creel, the fellow Daytona alumni behind him. Dominican Summer League Reds had the night off. Arizona Complex League Reds will host the Mariners at 9 o'clock out in Goodyear, Arizona. As for Major League Baseball, here on this Friday night, one final. Cubs outslug the Brewers this afternoon at Wrigley 8-7. Patrick Wisdom and Christopher Morel each hit two-run home runs, their 22nd and 12th of the years, respectively. Andrew McCutchen, Rowdy Tellez, Hunter Renfro all went deep for the Brewers. McCutchen is 14th, Tellez is 25th, Renfro is 22nd. The rest of the majors about to get underway or will start later at 7:05. Orioles host the Red Sox. Jordan Lyles against Cutter Crawford. Phillies host the Mets. Aaron Nola, former Thresher, against Chris Bassett. Blue Jays in the Bronx to take on the Yankees. Jameson Taillon against Kevin Gausman. Tigers host the Angels. Matt Manning against Patrick Sandoval. Rays at home against the Royals at 7:10. Shane McClanahan against Brady Singer. White Sox in Cleveland to take on the Guardians. Lance Lynn against Tristan Sticks McKenzie. Braves at home against the Astros at 7:20. Kyle Wright against Lance McCullers Jr. Twins will host the Rangers at 8:10. Dylan Bundy against Martin Perez. Giants in Colorado to take on the Rockies at 8:40. Alex Wood against Jose Ureña. Padres take on the Nationals at 9:40 out in San Diego. Paolo Espino against Blake Snell. A's host the Mariners. Cole Irvin against Marco Gonzalez. Diamondbacks will be at home against the Cardinals. Tommy Henry against Miles Michaelis. And the Dodgers host the Marlins at 10:10. Tyler Anderson against Jesus Luzardo. Just received the lineups for Game 2, if and when that gets underway. So as we get those to the people that need it here for Game number 2, we'll get some things situated behind the scenes here on this Friday night. But when we come back, earlier last week, we had a chance to sit down with one of the newest members of the Reds organization. That is the long-haired righty, Andrew Moore. He'll be our guest when we come back. And as we get things ready for Game 2, when we come back, we hope to have the start time for you, get you the lineups, and we'll get ready to roll for another 7-inning ball game. Pressures take Game 1, 5-0. Game 2 coming up, hopefully sooner rather than later. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of Daytona's talented bullpen. That is the right-hander, Andrew Moore. Andrew, welcome here to Daytona Beach. You've been physically in Daytona Beach now for a couple of days. What's the experience been like for you getting situated to a new environment?
Well, I guess I could say I had a pretty good view from the hotel room to the beach, and I ain't seen the beach in a while, so it's pretty good.
What's it been like for you? Obviously traded a couple weeks ago by the Seattle Mariners to the Cincinnati Reds in the Luis Castillo trade. How did you find out that something was brewing, and when did you know that you were going to be traded?
Right before the game, the Friday before last, the minor league director came in and pulled us into the office and just told us that we were involved in a trade, a big trade, and he didn't tell us who. So we just were kind of shocked, you know. We thought we were about to get the call up, and said we got the call saying that we were about to get traded. So it was shocking.
What was it like for you to find out that you were being traded for one of the best pitchers in baseball right now? Obviously being traded is never fun, but always a good thing to know somebody wants you and somebody wants you for somebody who is held in such high regard. So that's got to be a positive thing to think about.
Yeah, no, I felt honored, honestly. I feel like it'll be a really good thing for me, and like just along my journey, I feel like it'll be easier for me too along the way.
You've pitched a little bit of everywhere so far this year, obviously pitching out in the California League. Not as much humidity out there. Then you were out in Arizona, pitched in a game in the Complex League there. That's got a different set of weather circumstances, and now you're here in Florida, which you're familiar with. You're a Georgia boy with the humidity and the stickiness of the weather down here. How do you try and find ways to keep yourself mentally prepared and physically prepared for the different weather environments that you've had to pitch in this year?
I was in California all year so far, and I mean, it gets hot in California. Like, we were playing in 100 degree heat. Like, it might not be as humid, but it's still hot. Like, it's, people say the West Coast heat is different, and it's honestly not. Like, you still sweat and get dehydrated. Like, you gotta drink a lot of water no matter what, but I mean, I feel like it's not gonna be much different. So I played college ball in Florida, so like I'll be all right.
You mentioned playing college ball in Florida. You played at Chipola. There's been quite the influx of Chipola guys into the Reds organization over the last couple of years. Ivan Johnson played here last year. Of course, Cam Collier and Kenya Huggins were drafted this year, and now you come over in the trade with Seattle. What's it like to be a part of an organization where so many guys, a good chunk of them at least, have come from a similar background as you, at least in terms of college ball?
I guess that means the Reds like what Coach Jay's doing, at least, with his players and getting them tuned in to get ready for this next level. But I feel like it's an honor.
No, you're a Georgia kid, getting a chance to pitch a little bit closer to home now as a professional ball player, spending a lot of time out in Arizona and California, a little bit far away from the Peach State. What's it like for you getting a chance now to be able to pitch a little bit closer to home and maybe have some friends and family come out and get a chance to see you do your thing as a pro ball player?
Yeah, no, I'm excited for some of my family to get to watch me play. They ain't watched me play in a while. Most of my family is going to be coming down this weekend. My birthday is actually Thursday, so they'll be coming down for that. And I'll just be excited to see everybody.
How excited are you to be able to not only see them, but to be able to see them to celebrate your birthday coming up?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. I mean, 23, getting old.
Well, you still got a lot more hair than I do. You got a beautiful flow, got a great beard, got the long hair. How do you try and find ways to maintain your hair and keep it up with all the different humidity and weather issues you got to deal with?
Nah, I think about cutting it off all the time. It's freaking, it makes me sweat so bad. It's so hot. But I just deal with it. Like, last that long, so I'm fine.
Well, what inspires you to keep it, even though obviously pitching during the summer, during baseball season, can get a little toasty out there on the bump?
Honestly, I'd say I still have it, just kind of a superstitious thing. Like, I've done really, really well this year and with long hair, so, like, I don't want to change anything, make something different, so.
You mentioned you've had such a successful season out there in Modesto in the California League. What's been the biggest difference from you last year? You spent a bunch of time out in Modesto after you were drafted. What was the biggest change for you either in the offseason or during the course of the season to help you take some strides forward and improve your game?
Well, I think last year, like after I got drafted, I really wasn't locked in and focused like I probably should have been. In the offseason, I worked out a lot, try to grind, just get better. And got to spring training and just felt so much more confident. And it just has went throughout the whole year so far. So,
what was it like for you? Obviously, nothing about last year, whether it be your college season or after you were drafted, the minor league season was normal. What was it like for you being able to have somewhat of a normal offseason and get to experience, you know, a real spring training out in Arizona with the Mariners? What was that experience like?
It was super fun. We would go and get our stuff done, then we would go do whatever else we wanted. We'd go golfing, hang out by the pool, whatever. Like, it was a great time.
One final question for you, Andrew. Closing out this 2022 season, got a month or so left now. Any particular goals, anything you want to accomplish and work on before you reach that final day of the regular season in mid-September?
I wouldn't say I have any specific goals. I just, you know, I want to do my job. Get outs, that's what I'm here to do, so that's all I'm trying to do. Get outs and put up good numbers, and that's my goal, I guess.
Andrew Moore, talented right-handed reliever for the Daytona Tortugas, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the organization. Best of luck to the rest of the way, and we'll be watching you.
Thank you.
Okay, next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Sheltastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Welcome back down here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Rain falling here in Daytona Beach. We still do not have a potential start time for game two of tonight's doubleheader. Taking a look at the radar right now, looks like some of the stuff may be ending up heading south of us here in Daytona Beach. But we shall see. Certainly looks like some clearer weather hanging out towards Ridgewood Avenue and Beet Street out beyond the third base bleachers. But as we continue to wait while the precipitation falls, let's take a look at the Game 2 starting lineups. First for the visiting Clearwater Threshers, put together by their veteran manager, Marty Malloy. Cade Fergus leads off in center field. Troy Schreffler will bat second in right. Haoyu Lee is the DH in the three spot. Eric Brino, after two three-run extra base hits in the series, one a double, one a triple, has moved up to the cleanup spot at shortstop. Wilfredo Flores will bat fifth in left field. Jamari Baylor will be in the sixth spot at second. Mika Yonamine will make his first appearance in the series, batting seventh at first base. Minor league rehabber Nick Matera behind the plate in the eighth spot, and Matt Alafano will bat ninth at third base with the left-hander Jordan Fowler going to get the start out of University of Central Missouri. Fowler, 2-0 at 2.76 ERA, will make his fourth start of the year, his 17th appearance. As for Daytona, Their starting lineup put together by their skipper, Gookie Dawkins. Austin Callahan leads off at third. Edwin Arroyo moves up to the two spot. He'll DH. Hector Rodriguez bats third and center. Jack Rogers cleans up as the right fielder. Trey Faltini is in the five hole at short. Batting sixth at first base, Yasiel Pino. Hayden Jones will make his second start in the series. Batting seventh behind the plate, Johnny Ascanio will be in the eight hole at second. And Jamal O'Gwin, reinstated off the development list earlier today, will make his return to the lineup. He'll bat ninth in left field. Carson Rudd will get the ball for Daytona, make his first start since last year with the club. 1-0 with a 3.6 ERA and his first four outings all out of the bullpen with Daytona this season. That includes a six-up, six-down, four-strikeout performance last Saturday to win the suspended game from Friday. So we are nearing the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour here on this Friday night. Still do not have a projected start time here for Game 2. So with that, we will step aside for a brief moment and continue to try and procure more information to get things ready for Game 2 here tonight. But in the meantime, while the Tortugas were on the road a couple of weeks ago in Port St. Lucie, had a chance to chat with the man who'll bat second in Daytona's order in Game 2. Edwin Arroyo is our guest. We come back, one of the top 50 prospects in baseball. We'll also get you another run-through of the starting lineups and hopefully first pitch, Daytona and Clearwater on the horizon. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a fuller... array of personal care amenities such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park Night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show, joined by one of the newest members of not only the Daytona Tortugas, but the Cincinnati Reds organization. That is the talented shortstop, Edwin Arroyo. Edwin got into Florida just a couple hours ago, it feels like. What's the whole week been like for you since you were traded last week?
Obviously, it's been different. It's not like usual, like a usual season, you know. They told me I was getting traded. I was like, I didn't know where. Then they told me Cincinnati Reds, and I was like, okay, I stay in Arizona. I pretty much know, you know, Arizona. And they told me about here. We were kind of, you know, people were kind of sick or something. I was like, okay, I'll wait, but I want to be there, you know, as soon as possible to get this started and just, you know, try to finish the season strong.
Trade deadline is always so strange, especially these days with social media. You guys sometimes find out before the team tells you. How did you find out about the trade, and what was it like getting a chance to at least come over with your teammate from Modesto and Andrew Moore and have some familiar faces around you?
They told me I was about to play a game right there. They told me you're out of the lineup. We are making a big trade, and you are in there, you know. You probably, it's not for sure, but you probably, you know, you got to be ready, pack all your stuff and everything. And I was like, okay, whatever, you know, with this baseball, whatever happens, I'm gonna be ready, and just wherever I go, I'm going to do my best, you know.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here in Daytona Beach. Played a couple of games out in Arizona. What was it like playing out there, your first couple games in the organization, and how good is it to be back at full season ball starting tonight?
It felt a little different too, because I was playing rookie after I played my whole season in low A in Modesto in California. But you know, it's baseball, like I said, it's all the same thing. Just here we have some fans and everything, so it's a little bit more, you know, like you get that motivation and everything. But you know, it's been pretty good, and you know, I'm just glad I'm here with the Reds, you know.
Being traded is never a fun thing, but to be traded for probably the best starting pitcher available, a two-time All-Star in Luis Castillo, it's got to be pretty cool to be, you know, traded for someone who's held in such high regard like Luis is.
Yeah, I mean, it's this is business, you know. They probably needed him or they wanted him, you know, they got him. But I know Cincinnati Reds, they want me too, so that's why I'm here. And, you know, I'm going to try to be, you know, me and just do my best here.
A lot of talented prospects in this Reds organization now, and you're a big part of it. Obviously, it's never fun to be traded, as we said, but what's it like to be a part of this organization now with so many talented young players like yourself that not only came over from the trade with Seattle, but been drafted by the Reds, signed by the Reds? How excited are you for the future that, you know, you'll have in this organization?
It's great, because I know a couple guys here that I used to play in summer ball, and it's crazy how we get together again and, you know, we're playing here in Florida again, and just, you know, I know we happy, and we, you know, we're gonna enjoy this, and you know, either this year we're gonna finish strong, and next year if we're together, you know, we're gonna do our best to make whenever we are, you know, make the team better and just try to win as much games as possible.
You played some high school ball here in Florida, not too far away from Daytona Beach in Kissimmee. What's it like being back here in Florida, not too far away from where you were born and raised in Puerto Rico?
It feels great, honestly. My dad is even more excited than me. He's in Puerto Rico right now, but I'm sure he want to come here, you know, and just start seeing me here, you know. I'm sure that's the most important thing, you know. My parents are close. They want to see me every time, you know. And this is just, you know, very exciting for me, obviously, that I can see them, and for them that they can see me play too.
Do you have any family and friends still here in Florida? I'm sure you have plenty of family and friends back in Puerto Rico, but anyone in particular going to get a chance to come out and maybe get a chance to see you play in person now that you're with the Tortugas?
Yeah, I have a couple friends here. My last high school year, I moved here to play with Central Point, and I have a couple friends here. You know, I have my house. I have a house here and in Puerto Rico, so it's going to be fun to finish here, and, you know, I'm excited.
What was it like last year attending high school in Florida after spending so much of your childhood growing up in Puerto Rico? Obviously, you know the English language extremely well, obviously fluent in Spanish as well. What was that like for you adapting to life in a different country last year?
It wasn't that, drastic change, because I used to travel every year to summer ball and everything, but it was a little bit different because staying so long, you know, it makes a difference. But it, you know, I feel like it's all the same, you know, just pro ball right now.
One of the cool things I've heard about you is not only are you a switch hitter, but you are ambidextrous and are a switch thrower. You're listed as a switch hitter and a switch thrower. Where did being able to throw from both hands come from, and how did that sort of tie in with your ability to be a switch hitter?
I started throwing lefty when I was like around 7 or 8 years old. And it was because I got a little hurt my right arm, and I was righty. And then I was a kid. I got some energy on, so I was trying to do stuff, and I just started throwing lefty every day. And when my right arm was ready, I was, you know, ready both from both sides. And, you know, from hitting side, I was always, I don't want to say always, but pretty much my whole life I've been a switch hitter. But in game, like, I started hitting lefty when I was like 10 years old in a real game, you know. And, you know, it feels pretty good to be ambidextrous.
Do you still throw at all ever left-handed, just goofing around with your teammates and stuff like that, warming up, or do you try and keep yourself pretty locked in from the right side when you're playing the field?
Yeah, in the field, I'm trying to keep it righty, but sometimes the teammates and probably fans, they want to see me throw lefty, and I'll throw for them, you know. But it's not that I throw like every day or something.
One final question for you, Edwin. Got about a month or so left in this season. You mentioned you want to finish this season strong. Any particular goals you have in mind that you want to accomplish before the end of the season, or just try and enjoy yourself while you have your time here in Florida?
I just want to, you know, just finish how I started, you know, just keep learning and I will be good, you know. The most important thing here is like just keep being Edwin Arroyo, you know, in the field, out of the field, doing everything like how I used to do it, you know, the right way, and I know I'll be good.
He's a fantastic baseball player. He's a fantastic person. Edwin Arroyo, thank you so much for the time. Welcome to the organization. Welcome to Daytona. Best of luck, and we'll be talking to you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! 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 Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Don't shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
We'll be right back. back here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Most of the rain has subsided. Does look like there is some break in the clouds up along the third baseline, but we do not have a projected start time at the moment for game number two. So you're looking at probably closer at this point to an 8:20 or 8:30 first pitch here in game two, given that teams usually like to give their pitchers a half an hour or so to get ready. Take another quick look at the starting lineups for game two. If and when we get underway tonight, Kate Fergus will lead off for Clearwater in center. Troy Schreffler will get the start in right. Hau Lee bats third as the DH. Eric Brito had a big three-run triple in game one. He'll clean up at short. Wilfredo Flores is in left field batting fifth. Jamari Baylor is in the sixth spot at second base. Mika Yonamine makes his first appearance in the series. He'll bat seventh and first. Nick Matera, minor league rehabber, will bat eighth behind the plate. And Matt Alafano bats ninth at third base with the left-hander Jordan Fowler getting the start. As for Daytona, their starting lineup in game two put together by Gookie Dawkins, Austin Callahan leading off at third base. Edwin Arroyo will bat second as the DH. Hector Rodriguez makes his third straight start. He'll be in center field. Jack Rogers will bat cleanup in right. Trey Faltini is the shortstop in the five hole. Yasiel Pino at first base hit sixth. Hayden Jones starting in the seventh spot behind the plate. Johnny Ascanio bats eighth at second. And Jamal O'Gwin, reinstated from the development list earlier today, will bat ninth in left field with the righty Carson Rudd on the mound. Take a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboards for the Florida State League and Reds affiliates. As we continue to wait, Fort Myers winning a suspended game from last night over Palm Beach 3-1. They lead game two, 4-1 in the top half of the fifth inning. Bottom of the fourth, Dunedin shutting out Jupiter by a score of 5-0. Lakeland are headed to the top of the fifth inning, leading the St. Lucie Mets by a 5-2 score. Omar De Los Santos, a two-run homer for St. Lucie, his 14th of the season. And they are in the bottom of the fourth in Tampa. Bradenton and Tampa in a tight one. Tampa trailing at 2-0. They just resumed after a lightning delay. Valentin Linares against Joel Valdez. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, starting with the Reds, top of the fourth inning in Pittsburgh, they have a 2-0 lead. Nick Senzel, former Tortuga, a two-run home run. He's joined by Jonathan India, Albert Almora Jr., TJ Friedel, and Jose Barrero in the lineup. Graham Ashcraft making the start against Bryce Wilson. Triple-A Louisville, a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the third at home against the Omaha Storm Chasers on a Uniel Caracuto RBI double. Lorenzo Zedrola, Stuart Fairchild in the lineup tonight. Deck McGuire making the start. Double-A Chattanooga just underway. Top of the first inning, actually have not started yet. They are in a rain delay there. Eduardo Salazar will start. Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda, Daniel Veohin, the alumni in the lineup there. High A Dayton, a 1-0 lead on the road against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Top half of the fourth inning, Noel V. Marte has homered for the third time in the organization. Javi Rivera has retired all nine batters he's faced and struck out six. Austin Hendrick, Jose Torres, Justice Thompson, Garrett Wolforth, Stephen Layton, and Ashton Creel all in the lineup. While the Arizona Complex League Reds will host the Mariners at 9 o'clock, and the Dominican Summer League Reds do not play today. Still waiting on a potential start time, a whole lot of gold echoing across the stadium as the sun sets up along the third base line. But we will continue to wait as we hope to play another seven innings of baseball on this Friday night. Threshers won the opening game 5-0 in eight innings. Will be Carson Rudd against Jordan Fowler. When we get underway later on this evening, we'll step aside for another moment. When we come back, for those of you that missed it earlier today, during the road trip in St. Lucie, we had a chance to sit down with the sidearmer Shane Gustafson. We talk about his journey to Daytona Beach when we come back, and hopefully we'll interrupt at some point with an updated start time for game two. Threshers win the opener 5-0 in eight. Game two, hopefully around the bend on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th, with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest arms in Daytona's bullpen. That is the winning pitcher from Thursday night, the right-hander Shane Gustavson. Shane, it's been a crazy 24-plus hours for you. What's this experience been like for you since you got on the plane from Arizona here to Florida?
Oh, it's been an interesting one. Last night I was pitching off of maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours of sleep. You know, Wednesday found out, while I got to the complex, that I was going, moving up to Daytona, and like, hey, you're on the, you know, the flight out of here 11, 12 o'clock at night. And I was like, great, glad to get moved up. So me and a couple of guys get on the plane, and we fly into Georgia, and I didn't get any sleep. 3 hour flight, I just put on a movie and just watched the entire movie. As soon as I knew it, we were landing in Georgia. Right from there, just had a about an hour layover in Georgia to get on a plane to get here, and got about 30-40 minutes of sleep on that plane, and then got about 30-40 minutes of sleep on the car ride over to where we port, St. Lucie.
Yep.
So it's a solid hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep, and then I was, you know, a couple guys are telling me like, hey, you got the red eye, you don't know what's, we probably not gonna pitch tonight, you know, to get you rest one. I'm like, all right, cool. And first thing I hear from Todd, our pitching coach, like, hey, you're hot tonight. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But I'm more than excited to pitch last night and happy to be here.
What was it like for you coming into that ball game with such little sleep and such a tight game and being able to pitch the way you did, 3 2/3 shutout innings, came into an inning with a man on base, stranded a man aboard? How do you feel you performed considering all the circumstances leading up to last night?
Well, it's still baseball. You still got to go out there and pitch. And I, you know, even with what happened outside of the field, you know, your name gets called, you got to be ready to do your job. And I felt like I did what I had to help the team win.
How much fun was that for you going out there last night? First opportunity in full season baseball, playing in the Mets spring training complex, go out there and pitch the way you did, coming away with a victory in your debut and overall a great team victory.
Honestly, it feels amazing. This is a great complex to be at. I know we're on the road, and I can't wait to see what we got in Daytona, but the guys and the support I've had here and on our team and from the coaches here has been absolutely amazing. I love pitching here.
What was it like for you getting that word in Arizona that you were getting called up? Who was the first phone calls you made when you found out you were moving up a level, and what was that experience like for you getting your first call up?
It was kind of interesting how it went down in Arizona, because the manager there, Julio, he's a great coach, kind of comes up to me in the training room while I'm rolling out. He goes, hey, it's been great having you here. I'm like, thanks. And he goes, you're going to Daytona. And he said it softly, and I barely heard him. So once he left, I actually started asking the other guys, like, did he say I'm leaving? And everybody was like, yeah, congratulations. Like, oh. Okay, and so I talked to a couple of guys that was in the training room. One of the guys, Brandon, who helps out with all the operations there. I called my dad. They're coming back from Aruba on some trip with my little brother. So I caught them right before they got on a plane or while they're, you know, doing whatever. And then I called my best buddy, who it was his birthday that day on Wednesday, and he was out at lunch with his family and with his grandparents. Like, you better answer this right now. You're going to hear this. So it was just a surreal experience, and I just absolutely loved it.
Off to a fantastic start here in your affiliated career. Signed by the Reds back in June out of the MLB partner Pioneer League. We're playing for the Great Falls Voyagers. What was that experience like, getting a chance to pitch out there in the the Pacific Northwest out there in the big country? And then also, what was it like getting that phone call from the Reds, finding out that they were interested in you and they were going to sign you to a contract?
Well, pitching for the Great Falls Voyagers under Tommy Thompson and Branch Close, they're both great guys. You know, and they knew what they were talking about. They have a great idea of what baseball should be and how it should be played. And it's just great to be around, you know, a whole bunch of this last year was a whole bunch of college guys and a couple guys that got let go from affiliate ball, like they still wanted to play. So it's just like the atmosphere was absolutely amazing being in Montana, being in Great Falls with those guys. And actually the day I got the call, it was on our off day on a Monday, and it was so weird because I was at the complex at our complex, just got my throwing done because I was supposed to be pitching the next day, and we were playing God, I can't remember who we were supposed to be playing. But I get a call from the manager, Tommy. He goes, hey, are you at the facility? I want to talk to you in my office. I'm like, yeah, sure. So meet him there. He gets there from lunch. He goes, hey, so you're getting signed by the Reds. I'm like, oh, sweet. I didn't know this. he goes, yeah, I've been on the phone with them. Scott's already, you know, getting the – Scott, our GM, he was getting our getting the paperwork and everything filled out. I'm like, yeah, all you got to do is wait for a call. Like, that was probably, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get a call from one of the guys from the Reds until, like, 6 o'clock at night, and all my manager told me, he's like, yeah, just go home, start packing, just wait for the call. So I'm all packed, ready to go, and I'm just sitting on the couch just waiting for this call, talking to my host family. I'm like, is this a real thing? Is this going to happen? But other than that, it was all good. After I got the call, and it was confirmed, you know, got the flight, got out here, you know, the day after, and it's all good. Just enjoying the time that I've been here. Absolutely thankful for the fact I got to be a Red and get to be out here.
How relieved were you when you finally got that phone call from the Reds, and how excited were you after that long hiatus?
Oh, my God. It was like those episodes, like, on Netflix and whatnot, like, the ones that leave you on a cliffhanger. It's like, okay, you know what's going to happen, but when is it going to happen? And so it's just like when it finally got the call and everything, you know, I was talking to some people and like, all right, here's your flight. And like, it finally became real. I didn't sleep on that flight either. I just, you know, got on the plane and started heading out here. I absolutely enjoyed every second of it and being in Arizona.
A lot of positive energy brewing there. Speaking of all the different places you've pitched in, a lot of different climates. Obviously, the weather in Montana is a little bit different than what you had to deal with in Arizona, which is a lot different than what you had to deal with last night here in Florida. How have you found ways to adapt to the changing weather patterns you've had to deal with this year as a pitcher?
I mean, in college, I was in Reno, and, you know, it's snowing in the morning, and you're shoveling snow off the field to get ready for a game, and your hands are freezing, to pitching in Montana where it could be raining, and, you know, there's gnats, millions of gnats all over the field, to being in Florida and can't grip a ball because of how much sweat is on your hand. So just learning to adapt is something I'm going to do over these next couple of weeks, how to use the rosin the right way, how to keep my arm, you know, dry and keep that grip on the ball so I can benefit the team the best that I can.
One final question for you, Shane. Saw a lot of people so excited for you on social media over the course of the last 24 plus hours, and learned through that your nickname is Goose. So where did the nickname Goose come from, and how have you carried that throughout your baseball career? Where did that originate?
Actually, it's kind of funny because it's not related to Top Gun at all. I did dress up for Halloween one year as Goose from Top Gun, and I thought it was amazing. But my older brother actually got the nickname Goose in high school, and I was always Gus in high school. And I was fine with it because I didn't want to have the same nickname as my brother in high school. I didn't need people saying the same thing. It was all good. And my little brother, he was Little Goose or Little Gus at that time too. So we all had our own personalities out of high school and whatnot. Then junior college came around. I was pitching for Folsom Lake City College under Rich Gregory, another great guy, really smart guy with baseball. First day, you're doing roll call. He goes, Shane Gustafson. I'm like, all right, sure, yeah. My name's been messed up my entire life, so I didn't really care. And so it went from people saying Gustafson to just saying Goose, and that's kind of where it comes from, and I don't mind it. It's fine. I actually got a glove made, put Goose on it, just kind of something I've enveloped and enjoyed.
Hey, one of the key parts of baseball history is having great nicknames, and Shane certainly has one. Shane Goose Gustafson, thank you so much for the time. Thanks so much for your tenure here in Daytona. Enjoy your time here. Best of luck. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Perfect. It's been a pleasure.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay! I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
you're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office and call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Welcome back out here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. There was a meeting a little less than 5 minutes or so ago now. The announcement official about 60 seconds or so ago, but game two will not happen tonight as the Daytona Tortugas and Clearwater Threshers will have game two of tonight's doubleheader postponed. There will be a doubleheader instead tomorrow night starting at 5:05 Eastern time, just like we were scheduled for today. Gates will open at 4 o'clock. It will be our Jonathan India bobblehead night because of a production issue. We will be giving out vouchers to the first 1,000 fans. The Tortugas will keep you up to date when we receive the Jonathan India bobbleheads, and you'll be able to come pick them up at our front offices across the street at 110 East Orange Avenue. Will also be our Prostate Cancer Awareness and American Cancer Society night. Our co-owner, Bob Fregol, a prostate cancer survivor, a night near and dear to him. He'll join us on air tomorrow to talk about how you can be better prepared in the fight against prostate cancer and all that stuff. Also, we'll have Ponce Inlet and Daytona Beach Shores night with specially discounted tickets at the appropriate FIVO link for all residents of those two cities. So we will see what the pitching matchups will be tomorrow. It was scheduled to be Gunnar Mayer for the Threshers. 1-4, a 4.75 ERA against Jose Acuna. Obviously, that will not happen considering Acuna threw 4 1/3 innings in game one of today's doubleheader. We'll see if they push Julian Aguiar to Sunday and or whether or not they will start Carson Rudd tomorrow, who was supposed to start game two of today's doubleheader. But regardless, that'll do it for us here tonight as the Threshers took game one in eight innings by a score of 5-0. And we will try and play 2 7-inning games tomorrow, starting at 5:05. Gates open at 4. Our coverage starting 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 4:50 Eastern Time. That'll do it for us here on this unfortunately damp Friday night for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, the aforementioned Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters here at the Jack in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long. The Threshers win the 8-inning game 1, extra frames 5-0. Game 2, well, try and play it tomorrow night. For everyone here in Daytona, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from Daytona Beach.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.